ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयो मुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यां भागवत सेवया भगवतेरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके मुखं करोति वाचलं पंगुं लंघायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरो दिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सेकंड कैंटो फिफ्थ चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 18 सत्वं रजस्तमा इति निर्गुणस्य गुणस्त्रयः स्थिति स्वर्ग निरोधेषु गृहीता मायया विभो सत् त्वं राजस्तमा इति निर्गुणस्य गुणस्त्रयः स्थिति सर्ग निरोधेषु गृहीता मायया विभो सत्वं The mood of goodness. Rajaha. The mood of passion. Tamaha. The mood of ignorance. Iti. All these. Nirgunasya. Of the transcendence. Gunatrayaha. Are three qualities. Sthiti. Maintenance. Sarga. Creation. Nirodhesu. In destruction. Grihitvaha. Accepted. Mayaya. By the external energy. Vivoho. The of the Supreme. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Translation The Supreme Lord is pure spiritual form transcendental to all material qualities yet for the sake of the creation of the material world and its maintenance and annihilation He accepts through his external energy the material moods of nature called goodness, passion, and ignorance. Please repeat translation. The Supreme Lord is pure spiritual form, transcendental to all material's quality. Yet for the sake of creation, of the material world, and its maintenance, and annihilation, he accepts through his external energy, the material moods of nature, called goodness, passion, and ignorance. Purport. The Supreme Lord is the master of the external energy manifested by the three material moods, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. And as master of this energy, he is ever unaffected by the influence of such bewildering energy. The living entities, the jivas, however, are affected by or susceptible to being influenced by such mode of material nature. That is the difference between the Lord and the living entities. The living entities are subjected by those qualities, although originally the living entities are qualitatively one with the Lord. In other words, the material modes of nature, being product of the energy of the Lord, are certainly connected with the Lord, but the connection is just like that between the master and the servant. The Supreme Lord is the controller of the material energy, whereas the living entities who are entangled in the material world are neither master nor controllers. Rather, they become subordinate to or controlled by such energy. Factually, the Lord is eternally manifested by His eternal potency or spiritual energy, just like sun and its rays in the clear sky. But at times He creates the material energy as the sun creates a cloud in the clear sky. As the sun is ever increasingly, isn't it, unaffected by a spot of cloud, as also the ultimate unlimited Lord is unaffected by the spot of material energy manifested at time in the unlimited span of the Lord's rays of Brahmayoti. Purport again, the Supreme Lord is pure spiritual form, transcendental to all material quality, yet for the sake of the creation of material world and its maintenance and annihilation, He accepts through His external energy the material moods of nature called goodness, passion and ignorance. So, we know this chapter is actually very important for us, for everyone, to understand the ultimate creation and understand the fact of this creation. And in that way we'll understand our position and Supreme Lord's position. Supreme Lord is always supreme. Srila Prabhupada, he emphasized in this purport that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, you know, even though He is creating this material illusion and everything, but He is always aloof from this all kind of illusory energy. He is the controller, He is the master. So He is never affected by this material energy. This is one big mistake is by maximum of people in the world today. You know, the so-called spiritualist. What is their understanding? They think, you know, we are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, yesterday Prabhu was mentioned, Gopa Brindesh Prabhu, that they are thinking that, you know, just we are part and parcel, so we can be Supreme Lord one day. So we will merge with the Brahma Jyoti. So this is generally the Mayavadi's conception. They want to one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the fact is, Srila Prabhupada described in this purport that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He creates these three moods, you know, so-called goodness, passion and ignorance. And You know, he never affected by this byproduct of his energy. He never affected. He stay in the stage of transcendental. That's called Vishuddha Svatvam. So that is his stage. He's never, that's why his another name is Achyuta. He's never fell down. He never come down to in mood of ignorance or passion or whatever. But yet, the sake of creation, he accepted those mood, and those mood are controlled by him. It's not that mood are controlling him. So Srila Prabhupada, he make difference. In other hand, the living entity, they're controlled by this energy, but Krishna is controlling them. And if you see today's world, everything is controlled by the mood of passion and ignorance. It's not even mood of goodness. But as a followers of Bhakti Yoga, or followers of Srila Prabhupada, or followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should be at least in mood of goodness, but that is not enough. Srila Prabhupada said, even though situated in mood of goodness, it's not enough. That is the lowest platform as a devotee. We should above the mood of goodness. Suddha Sattva. If goodness is considered, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he considered that mood of ignorance is, what is called, shackle? Chain? Yeah. Chain by iron. Sorry, mood of ignorance. And mood of passion is chain made by maybe silver. And mood of goodness is chain which is made by gold. So, if somebody will be bound by three chain, what is the difference? Even though that's gold or iron or silver, it doesn't make difference. Still, that person is under bondage. So even though somebody is situated in mood of goodness, still it is controlled by this material energy. So we have to situate it in mood of, Suddha Sattva, the pure goodness. So the living entity, all the living entities, they are controlled by these three kinds of moods. Daivi hesa gunamai mama maya duratvaya. There's nobody is out of this maya. Everybody is under. But devotees, however, when somebody taken shelter to Sri Krishna, what happened? Mam eva je prapadante maya metam tarantite. If somebody will take shelter of lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, he overcome these three moods. But here in this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada, he want to explain that actually in Srimad Bhagavatam, every step they break the conclusion of Mayavadis and atheists and so-called speculator or whoever. Establish always bhakti. Srila Prabhupada nicely in the purport, he established that the living entity, it's always living entity, and it's controlled by the moods of three moods of nature. But other hand, the Supreme Personality of God, and he's controller of all these three moods. This thing we must remember all the time. You know, that's why Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Once Radha Govinda Maharaj, he was giving Bhagavad Katha, and he said that, you know, people read, you know, jump in Bhagavatam. And where? In 10th canto. And they will read something and they will come back. How come Krishna did that? How come it's happened? How come he is like this? He is like that? So the fact is, first we have to understand who we are and what is Krishna's position. Who is Krishna? So that knowledge is basically comes from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, which is Krishna explained very clearly about these three moods and what is his position, what is living entity's position. If this thing is clear, then we will never have problem in our devotional life. You know, when we have problem, actually, when we think we are enjoyer, when you think we are controller, then problem begins. The simple truth we not understand or you not accept because of our mentality to sense gratification. We think we are controller, we are the boss, this is mine and me. When this thing comes, then, because this is not truth, there's nothing we are controlling or nothing for my enjoyment or I am not the boss. When this mood comes, then what happened? Krishna bhuli jayji bhagavancha kare nikotastha mayatare japotiya dhare. When somebody forget Krishna and try to their own sense gratification, immediately maya will be facilitated all of this by these moods of three moods of material nature. He will facilitate, okay? You want to do that? And he will be stuck there. Or that person will be stuck there. But Krishna, he never ever contaminated by this energy. Actually, he has no mood of goodness, no mood of passion or ignorance, nothing in him. But to perform pastime, we can see sometime, you know, he does the thing very, like, which is out of logic. Like, in, you know, it's very famous, Damodar Mant, isn't it? If you see, that's how Mayavadi sometimes they argue. Look at Krishna. He says, Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the symptom? He's Atmaram, isn't it? Self-satisfied. But look at the morning he woke up and he was hungry. It's contradictory. And when Mother Yashoda, she put on the ground, and that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is doesn't have any these three kinds of mood, but he got angry. That's why he break the pot. And top of that, when Mother Yashoda become angry, that he become very afraid. The bhai. It came. So how this thing is manifesting inside the Supreme Personality, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So people can misunderstand. Actually, this is the potency of the Lord. She organized a thing when according to Lord's pleasure, what he want, what he will be happy with. But Krishna is never affected by that. Never. It's once Radha Govinda Maharaj, he was giving one like Bhagavad Sapta. And then the same topic came. Like Krishna was, you know, very attached to gopis. How come he said like he's Atmaram, but he attached to women? If you see carefully his character, there is the hidden secret. Maharaj said that. Imagine in Rasa Mandala when the Krishna performed the Rasa dance on month Kartik full moon, that means the month of Agrayan, there is a Rasa dance performed in Vrindavan, and in that Rasa dance 86 crore means how many million? 860 million gopis was there. And who were gopi? They are much more beautiful than Mahalakshmi. And Krishna left within a second. Why? Because they were thinking, I am most beautiful and fortunate person. I don't think so other are as much as fortunate me. Immediately Krishna left. Is it possible for a person who is attached to all of this? You know, you can see in this world, people cannot leave even one wife. Forget about 860 million, you know, wives. So, if we see very deeply Krishna's character, he's aloof from all of this, even though he's performing the pastimes. Even though it's very gross, but if we see with our intelligence, we can see his character. It's completely pure. He's never affected by any mood. And you know, you see in battlefield of Kurukshetra, what happened? He was driving Arjun's chariot, isn't it, as a driver. But did he give up his position? Everybody accept him? Okay, from now on, he is the chariot driver. No. You know, other hand, the great personalities like Dronacharya, Bhishma, they respected him as a supreme personality of Godhead. So he never affected by these moods of three moods of nature. But only thing is, people they misunderstand, they think that, oh, Krishna, when he came to this material world, he took a material form which is created by this material energy. This is a misunderstanding. But he is so powerful, he controls them, you know. He accepts those qualities to perform his pastime, and when he don't need, he just rejects them. He just takes them out. In pastime of Vrindavan, you know, when Krishna, he ate dirt from Braj. And when everybody, include Balaram, they complained to Mother Yashoda, Krishna ate dirt. So then all of us know Krishna, you know, Mother Yashoda chastised, and then she asked, why did you eat dirt? So later on, many acharya, they were giving commentary on this topic, and they were describing why Krishna ate dirt. What is the reason? There are so many reasons. One reason is, dirt's another name is Raja. So, Krishna wants to show that the Raja means the mood of passion as well. So, he is taking Raja. So, he wants to show that within him, there is no quality, no, this three quality is there. He is situated in Suddha Sattva, pure goodness, transcendental stage. But yet, he have to kill so many demons just after, you know, few years or few months. So he's preparing. So without Rajagun, nobody can fight. So that's why Krishna taking some Raja, some mood of passion, so he can act according to that. And another commentator said that there is teeth. Krishna has small teeth, so he give the dirt to the teeth, and teeth called dvija as well. Dvija means the brahmana, and dvija means called teeth as well, because there is three things. The bone twice, bird and teeth and Brahman. The three of them called Vija. If somebody is not following the Vedic principle, rules and regulation, and if they consider themselves Brahmana, so they compare with the teeth or birds. They're nothing different than that. Because they are not doing any activities of Brahman anyway. So, Krishna giving them some passion, so they can they can, what is called, they can save themselves. What is called? Defend. Or defense, what is called. So, in that, that's the big commentary is given by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur as well. And he said that Krishna want to prove that, he want to show that he has no such quality, like, you know, he doesn't have to carry them. When he need, he will accept them. When he doesn't need, he will reject it. As a, you know, how like if a rich person has so many cars, so if he want to, imagine if he want to use an old car, he will take it. If he don't need, he will just keep it aside. So Sam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he need, he will accept that. When he don't need, he will reject. You know, we all of us, we know his three gunavatar, Vishnu, Brahma and Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. So many people they argue that some Puranas they describe that Lord Shiva is everything, and some Puranas they describe Lord Brahma is everything. Yes, yet they are everything, but they are empowered by the Supreme Personality of God. They are just representing that quality of the, sorry, the controller of the three moods. You know, one logic is I had like maybe 5-6 years ago, and then you know someone is questioned that it's mentioned in, I think, Padma Purana. It says that the Lord Shiva, his maintainer and his creator and his destroyer. So if he is doing everything, what is the Lord Vishnu is doing? There is no what is called role of Lord Vishnu. So the understanding is that he creates something, not that material creation, whole creation, because they are all very qualified person, highly qualified. They are very elevated devotees. You know, even a mystic yogi can create a planet. What about Lord Shiva? Why he can't create? But we have to think carefully. That is not that whole this material creation and everything. He create may something. And he maintaining something, not all the things. And he destroy something as well, not everything. If you see in Srimad Bhagavatam, he's not destroying everything. Final destroying by Mahavishnu himself. So yet they are doing some duty. Like, you know, I am controlling. What I can control? The certain amount of things. That doesn't mean I am the supreme controller. I don't have power to control everything. I am controlling maybe how I want to wear dhoti according to my desire. I cannot control someone else's dhoti. They will wear according to their desire. So I am a controller yet, but not the everything. So that's why Lord Shiva is like that, and Lord Brahma, they're same. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he control everything. He control even the three of these moods of nature, and which is controlled by these three personalities. But you know, unfortunately, the people, maximum of the transcendental, so-called transcendentalist, they took it other way around. You know, that's why Srila Prabhupada always make clear, always jiva and the Bhagavan, he always keeps separate. It's never ever he mix up. So one small story I'll tell about, like, this is a book distribution month. One devotee, his name is Kamalapati Prabhu. I think he was world champion twice. He's from Bengal. and his disciple of Bhakti Charu Maharaj. So he's always very happy person, very happy all the time. He's very nice, very happy. So once he went to a communist party house, party office, and as soon as he entered, so they start him, make fun, criticize, look at him, and then finally secretary or chairman, whatever, and then he said, okay, come here, if you will win with argu, what is called, if you defeated me by the arguments, I'll take your book, and if you cannot defeat me, you will never ever enter in this office. If you enter, you will be in the trouble. And then he said, okay, I'm agree, let's go. So then first what he tried about the atheistic mentality, you know, there is no God, this, that. And then finally he couldn't give enough evidence, because devotees, they are very expert, they know, you know, where to hit. So when he asked certain question about the creation, he couldn't give answer from the viewpoint of science. And then he came down to Mayavadi. He said, well, okay, there is creator, but there is no form. We and Supreme Personality of God are same. So then, the basic things he asked, you know, can you control, you know, everything? He said, no. So then how come you claim the supreme controller? You even cannot control your party and your own people. And then how come you say, I'm me and Supreme Personality of God are the same? And then very nicely, he defeated by the Prabhu, Kamalapati Prabhu. And that person become, you know, he's become a bit agitated, because he was thinking generally, you know, in Bengal there is a people knows, or those who are Vaishnava, they're not much educated, or they don't know much thing, they're just all imagination. But when the Kamalapati Prabhu, he defeated him with the logic and Shastra, and then he said, I'll not take all books, I'll take only one book. Okay, give me only one. And before he promised, he will take every book, one piece. So then Kamalapati Prabhu said, okay, you want to take one? Well, fine, take Bhagavad Gita. Maybe it will change your life. So and then he took Bhagavad Gita. And he took to his home. After 3-4 years, before election, so, you know, there are so many things to do and so much headache and tension, he couldn't sleep. He is thinking what to do. And then he remembered that Prabhu gave him the Bhagavad Gita maybe 3-4 years ago, and he told, whenever, you know, you feel very distressed, open this book and you will find out something. It will change your life. It will give you the inner peace. He opened it. And you know, this is Krishna's mercy. As soon as you will open the book, you will feel sleepy. Even our devotees does that. Open the book, after 10 minutes you will feel sleep. So that person, he opened the book and he fell asleep. And then book was on his chest and he just slept. And then when his wife saw that, and she thought, well, he is very tired, frustrated and everything. So she put a bed sheet on that. Because he has hand on the book, because he was holding like that. So she thought, I'll take out the book, he might wake up. So she left that. And it was very close to window. And at the night time, you know, the other party, other people, they're very envious, and they were thinking, if we can kill this person, that will be very good. So what they did, They came and they shoot through the window on the chest. And they shoot just twice and they left. But what happened? That bullet, it cannot go through Bhagavad Gita. It's very thick. So and then as soon as he just jumped, and then he saw Bhagavad Gita fell off, and then two bullet. He hurt himself very lightly, but it saved his life. And then he was thinking, actually, that in a devotee, he told me, it's such a valuable instruction and such a thing I didn't understand. And my conception was like, you know, what is supreme? There is, you know, completely they are atheist. But today, even physically, Bhagavad Gita saved my life. So then he came to Mayapur and he became devotee. He left the party and then he became nice devotee. So this is the mercy of the devotee. Actually, the thing is, when we will understand our position and Supreme Personality of Godhead's position, then only we will have interest about serving. And by this service, we will purify ourselves. And by that purity, we can change others. But if we have misunderstanding in basic point, so there will be no question of service or anything. Where purity will come from. So, you know, I feel so happy, but simultaneously I feel so bad that devotees, they are distributing so many books, and, you know, so many people will be, you will get benefit out of that. But I feel bad because I never did any. So, it is very nice that all the devotees, they are trying so hard to distribute book. Actually, myself, I have become devotee from Srila Prabhupada's book. I was a atheist as well. Almost, very close to there. So, these books are so potential, and there is so much purity in there. Even somebody will take that, they might look after 3-4 years. I looked at the book maybe after 1 year, after buying that book. So, then people will be changed. Maybe they will be one day devotee. This is so important. Thank you so much. I'd like to stop here if there is any comments and questions, please.
Yes, just a small thing. In the moments when we are practicing devotional service, like take for example kirtan, we have a very pumped up kirtan, jumping high and high pitch. That's more of a passion, or how do we understand that?
Actually, there is. From one view or point, that is transcendental. If our mentality and our intention is to please Krishna, and if we have the mentality that, oh, how much people will notice me, or how nicely I'm doing, or how looks, you know, how much I'll be famous, then of course it is a mood of passion and ignorance both. Even though it's may related with Krishna. Because of our intention, our mentality is contaminated.
I ask it because there is this yoga school and they say that everything is nice with you people, but you're very passionate. We do silent meditation and do this. You sit down and don't speak. You settle down in your mind. It's all good.
all good.
Running around, dancing, so much activity, books, so many things. Where is peace? You have to be peace or goodness.
Now, the thing is, soul has quality, that is his activeness. There is nowhere mentioned in the Shastra that soul is inactive. Isn't it? Soul is, the quality of soul is activeness. So that's why we are active. And okay, what is their so-called mood of goodness result? You know, when you'll consider, oh, what is this tree? When you'll understand that tree, when that tree will give fruit, isn't it? So let's say they said we are mood of goodness. What is the result of that mood of goodness? What is the sense gratification? Simply. Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan is said, you know, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know, he one song he sang that Tumar Shivai Dukh Jodi Hai Shyoto Paramasuk. If there in the service of the Lord there is, you know, some difficult and something is very hard for accepting me, that's also pleasure. Why? Because it's related to Krishna. And Srila Baladev Vidyabhushan, he gave example. Even Krishna's, whatever connected with the Krishna, it looks like maybe mood of passion, ignorance, or mood of goodness, whatever, but it is not. It is all is mood of pure goodness. If we are situated properly. And he gave an example. You know, we know bitter gourd, isn't it? Karela. Everyone us know. How it is tasted? Bitter. So imagine one bitter gourd made out of crystal sugar. How it will be tasted? Even though it looks like bitter gourd. But it will taste sweet. Why? Its nature is sweet. The ingredient which is provided, that's his nature of sweet. So Krishna's related with the Krishna, whatever we are performing, it's made out of pure goodness. It's not like, it looks like, but it is, ingredient is different. So that's why, that's all our pure goodness. There is no three moods of nature is connected. If there is no comments and questions, we would like to stop here. Thank you so much. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.